Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I'm Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And once again this week, joined by Dr. John Nunez. And this week, we want to talk a little bit about pain. So John and I recently spent a weekend together, and spending a weekend with me, John really learned the definition of pain.
Getting up early.
Yeah. Hang out with a rower and you realize that sleeping till 5:30 is considered sleeping in, and staying up past 9:30 is really, really late.
All the good movies are on FX that late. Battleship.
Man, should not have stayed up for the end of that. All right, so pain. So pain is a very touchy topic, and I know this is something that I like to try and really get into with patients in the clinic, but I think this is a great podcast topic because it's something that's really good for people to be able to sort of refer back to. So selfishly, one of the main reasons I want to get this down is so that after talking about this in the clinic with somebody, they have a resource that they can go back to and listen to later on. So John, how do you usually go about explaining the idea of pain to patients?
It's just in your mind. I'm just kidding. It's oversimplistic, but it's kind of true. It all depends on, I guess, what we're seeing them for. And injuries can have lots of different, causes and stages. And I think a common one that everybody can associate with is, the first time, something happens, maybe you overdid it. And the first time your knee starts bothering you, if you're a runner, people are like, oh yeah, my knee bothers me, but going downstairs, tendinopathies are, one of the most common types of injuries. And the first time you have it, you might have, that acute inflammation by definition and, the signs of the injury, but then, sometimes it can be recurring. And what, I usually like to tell people is, okay, is it the first time this has happened, or has this been going on for a while and it just kind of comes and goes? So first thing is I just get them to try and, break down, the history of their injury. And then we can go from there, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. This is really going to help me kind of get through that first step of the injury and any injury process. And public enemy number one is pain. So I always want to tell them, all right, my number one goal is to kind of increase your comfort and get rid of pain. And I don't want people to have a false expectation, lofty, delusions of grandeur. I never expect somebody to be 0 out of 10 pain all the time. One of the things that we talked about with Chris, a couple weekends ago, is some amount of discomfort is okay, that 0 to 10 scale. If we can stay in that 0 to 3, 0 to 4 range, that's okay because we can work through that. But number one goal is getting rid of pain. And I try and tell people we have to eliminate all aggravating activities. And sometimes that can be those things that are intuitive to us, like, oh, it hurts, I want to stretch it. Well, sometimes with a tendon, right, if it's aggravated, it doesn't want to be stretched. So I try and tell people, okay, what have you been doing to try and alleviate it? No, I stretch and I stretch. And if I really figure out that it's a true tendinopathy, I'm going to say, okay, let's stop stretching so we can stop, kind of poking that bruise so we can finally let it try and start to heal.
I always like to use the rubber band analogy with that. I try and keep a rubber band on my desk and show people that, if I take the rubber band and make it nice and tight, and then I say to them, all right, this is your tendon and it's irritated, and how do you think it's going to feel if I pull it tighter?
Right.
Or sometimes I'll even, cut a teeny little nick in it and say, all right, here's your tendon. It's irritated over here. There's a slight injury to it. What's the last thing you would want to do if you want this to heal? And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, obviously I wouldn't want to pull on that. That would be a really bad idea. So sometimes I think those visual things are helpful. But also I think the idea of people realizing that pain isn't necessarily the enemy or a bad thing. It's, your body is telling you something's going wrong. And I like to try and find a quick and easy way that we can modify those symptoms in people so that they can realize that we're going to get them out of pain and that there's things they can do that won't hurt it. And that just mentally helps them get better and get back into training and exercising and loading it. I think you hear people say all the time, all right, well, it's got to be loaded. You got to load it. You got to build back up the strength. You got to do all these things, which is true, but you got to make people feel really confident in their ability to do it. I think one of the things that I see a lot is, especially, runners, you see them, all right, I've had knee pain for a while. Well, your brain starts to associate running with knee pain.
Yep.
And sometimes the condition is all cleared up better, the mechanical reasons for the pain are gone, and you're still having that knee pain, then we need to start a slowly maybe pushing you towards other activities that are like running to kind of get your brain to realize that there's no need for those pain signals to be going off anymore, which is where, you know, things like skipping and jumping come in, even though John will attest to my lack of skipping skills. Turns out never needed to skip to be a rower. And the first time someone tried to make me skip, they might as well have asked me to speak Chinese.
Yeah, you were kind of like bug-eyed at that point, I think.
Yeah. Just, I can do it now. I've practiced. I can skip now, but it is just not something you want to see me do.
No, but you're so true with that, you know, that association that your brain creates. And I'll never forget, it was actually what got me into PT. I graduated from school and I was trying out for the 2008 Empire State Games. And I ended up pulling my hamstring for the first time ever. And we were down at Bowdoin Park and I remember getting rehabbed. And I was all better and, you know, I was strong and I was fit. But I noticed, you know, getting in the car to go to games, as soon as I got in the car and I would start driving, my hamstring would start throbbing in that same spot where I tore it. It was my left hammy.
Now, did you roll on the ground and cry?
Yeah, I mean, Emmys are on the line or Oscars, okay. Whichever one they are.
In the car or did you wait for the field?
Wait for the field. Nobody was around in the car.
All right.
You know, but your brain creates those, you know, what we call neuro tags, where it's, you know, you've got this permanent tattoo of, you know, that association of that area with an injury and an activity, and, you know, it can start to play tricks on you. And so it's just, you know, very, very poignant to bring that up. And you're right. We got to start mimicking some activities and stresses. We could talk forever on tendinopathies. You know, we got to try and break it down little by little. But that's so true. Your brain, your body's fascinating. Your brain is super smart. And it's doing its job when it's letting you know you've got something going on.
Yep. All right.
But we can trick it.
Yeah, exactly. Easily tricked. So that is going to be our, you know, entry into pain here. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Any questions on pain, other things you want us to cover, discuss, leave us some feedback in the show notes there. And we'll try and get some resources in the show notes, too. So if you want to learn a little bit more about this, you can follow it. Pain is something where if you go onto Google and you Google pain science, you could basically sit there for the rest of your life and read everything that comes up and probably find one thing that contradicts the last thing you just read forever and ever. So you got to be careful what you find on the internet. But
just remember also, pain is not weakness leaving the body, okay?
Very true.
Too much pain is not a good thing.
Exactly. So thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. As we always say at the end, please head on over to iTunes, Google Play, wherever you seem to find this podcast, other places for it. And you can leave us a review there. You can subscribe to the podcast there so you don't miss an episode. And we'll see you right back here next week for another edition of Fitness with Feldman.